Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have Northwest Credit Union Association's Denise Gable talking about the love language for innovation. So check it out. What do you want to talk about, Denise?
You know, I woke up this morning and I thought, I know Mike's going to call me again. We had a great time last time. Yeah. Let's talk about innovation's love language.
Let's do it. Yeah, because that's kind of a takeoff on the popular book, What is Your Love Language? So let's talk about the love language for innovation, because I think that's a very interesting spin on it. I think people will be very interested in this. So where do you want to go with it?
Yeah, you know, what I was thinking about is at its core, innovation language is super important. So when you're talking with someone and you're maybe you're the person that has the idea, and you've been stopped in your tracks before and you can't seem to get anybody to hear your idea, maybe it's your love language.
Yeah.
Maybe, let's give an example. Maybe if you start with, you know, hey, Mike, mm-hmm. Would you be open to hearing a new idea on how we could better improve? You know, you can shut me down. You can say, you know, no, I'm not open. But if you use those simple words, hey, Mike, would you be open to... More likely than not, that's going to have you say, yes.
Yeah.
It might be hesitant, but yes, tell me more. So I think that's a good example of innovation's love language.
Okay.
You got to
speak
the right language to get people to open up.
Yeah, because you mentioned before the recording, you wanted to talk about three things on that. And that's the first. Because it's all and how you put it. And it's all, and that book was all about how do you want to be loved? I mean, what is your love language? You know, going
That's
back
right.
to the book is like, okay, now how do you want to be communicated to, basically? And that's how that person will respond to that. So you have to learn how that person responds to that request. So, I mean, that's spot on right there, because I mean, who wouldn't want to be open to that idea, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when you step back and look at it, what individual would say, no,
exactly.
I'm not open? Or, you know, maybe they aren't, but wouldn't you rather hear that in the cycle of innovation? Wouldn't you rather hear that up front, that mm-hmm. this is not time, I'm closed,
mm-hmm.
this organization's closed to it, and this is what we need to accomplish, and
yep.
why?
Yeah.
You'd probably rather hear that up front than waiting.
I agree. So, yeah, totally. Totally.
Here, you know, Mike, here's another good place to start. When you're giving something to someone,
mm-hmm.
make sure you use these really simple words. This is ready for your improvements.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It opens up. I mean, the recipient says, first of all, I think that person just invited me to actually make some improvements, and that they didn't have their best work here. And so they're open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I have used that language throughout my career, and I've seen other people pick it up, and it's really powerful. It says to somebody, you know, I've done quality work. Don't misunderstand that.
Right.
I've done quality work, but I'm ready for your improvements. And sure enough, people feel empowered in that work of innovation. Mm-hmm. There's the love language. They're willing to make some improvements, hand it back.
Right, right. Because they're involved. They have a stake in the claim, and they're part of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And if you say to them, you know, to someone, here it is, tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you want me to tell you? You know, the person's trying to outguess you. Are they really open? Are they interested
mm-hmm.
or not?
Mm-hmm.
If you use that simple word, please, it's ready for your improvements, you're going to go a long way.
Right on. Is this something that occurs at credit unions nationwide or someplace, or even just in any workplace in general, is like presenting new ideas like this to make, you know, your credit union or even the industry keep moving forward? Because there has to be, because credit unions, since I've been in the industry, they've been notoriously conservative and they want something proven, which is fine, which is totally fine. I get it. But that's kind of sometimes the knock on the industry is that they're behind the curve with a lot of things, but other things they're ahead of it. So has that been something that you have experienced in your career or other people that you've talked to?
Oh, you know, I think you could pin that on any industry because people generally are a bit risk adverse.
Yeah.
They generally have learned the skill, the task, what's before them. And more people are more comfortable with simply executing upon what needs to be done.
Right.
And we need everyone in the cycle of innovation. So I think that it's just a matter of some language. I've seen it in play that if it takes one person to start that kind of language, and you'll watch how it catches on, mm-hmm. and it just becomes part of the fabric.
Right. Okay.
So you can kind of break down that wall of, you know, not invented here, or I just hadn't thought about it. Once you invite me to make some improvements, mm-hmm. now you've invited me to use my mind.
Right.
Use my gifts and see how I can make it better.
Right, right. But, yeah.
One at a time, really.
What's that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I think it can start just one person at a time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, not every company or every credit union, for that matter, for our conversation, is a Google or an Apple or an Amazon where they're just constantly, we're all about innovation and this is where we're going. I get the whole conservative thing because we want something that's proven and based on the regulations and all that type of, there's so many moving parts to a credit union's yeah. innovation that it's sometimes it has to be that way, unfortunately. But there are other credit unions out there that are so innovative that it's just like, it's mind blowing, and they're really pushing the envelope. So it's really neat to see that. And so getting back to the language that you're talking about, I'm sure that they're open to doing a lot of things like that where, hey, let's be a part of this type of thing. Okay.
The first important thing for innovation, of course, in the language altogether is, are we solving the right problem? I think that's where we see some organizations more successful, what appear to be mm-hmm. more successful than others at innovation, is they oftentimes spend time up front saying, are we solving the right problem?
Okay.
Yeah. If you get, we can solve a lot of problems, but if they're not the right one, we don't end up with any quality innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So digging deeper in the beginning, taking that time to be solid on what problem are we trying to solve,
right.
will go a long way in the innovation process too.
Here's a question for you, Denise. How do you know yeah. which is the right problem to solve?
Well, you just keep digging.
Okay.
And you just keep saying, okay, well, people won't use our checking account. That's the problem we're trying to solve.
Okay.
Well,
why?
Not necessarily. Why won't they use it? What do you, you know, what need are you fulfilling for the consumer?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, no, really.
Mm-hmm.
Or your marketing's too confusing. You have 15 of those items. So that's the problem you're trying to solve.
Gotcha.
And so it's iterations of what problem are we trying to
mm-hmm.
solve?
Mm-hmm.
It's always the consumer need. Innovation is the most successful when you're looking at meeting the needs of the consumer.
Right. Oh my gosh, this is so timely because I just learned this. The external problem is not using
yep.
the checking account. The internal problem is or are the whys of why they're not using the checking account, because what's going on within their family, what's going on in their professional life, what's going, that's like you, oh my gosh, you dig and you find out.
That's it. You're so right on. That's my belief, is that you've got to get to that core problem with that consumer.
Yep.
You're a long way from designing a checking account, if that's your example,
right,
into really understand what's going on in that household with the consumer, what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
You might have product that doesn't even come close
mm-hmm.
to a busy soccer mom and what those needs are,
yeah.
or busy, you know, empty nester household, or you've got to really understand what the consumer's trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. and then you have to fulfill that need.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So, so this is all about, gosh, navigating the consumer's needs basically, and then once you find out the problem, the external one and then the internal ones like we were just talking about, then the person within the credit union can go inquire or ask the leader, I'm assuming this is the process, and ask them the language, you know, the love language of innovation basically. So that's where all this kind of ties in, how I'm seeing it.
That's where it ties in. You prototype and test small experiments. You know, go find out with that consumer just on a prototype of a PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
Don't build from scratch. Don't do all the coding. Find out if you're onto something
okay.
with the consumer, and then the love language comes in
okay.
within the organization. When you're in the organization and you're saying, hey, Mike, I've done some research. Would you be open to hearing my idea mm-hmm. about how we could dramatically change our checking account
mm-hmm.
to better meet the needs of these consumers? Now you're going to listen.
Right.
Now I've got some early information on my pilot.
Right.
and now we can move forward together.
Yeah, and the more whys you have, the more you have a good case, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Don't spend a lot on it. This is not, you know, nobody's got a 2-year innovation cycle. Nobody has a $1 million innovation budget. These are small, quick experiments in the world of innovation.
Yeah. All right, Denise, I mean, this has been another fantastic conversation. I mean, something that probably credit unions across the nation are experiencing, and like you said in the beginning, industries, companies in any industry are experiencing this type of thing. How do you want to wrap this up? Any final thoughts to wrap it up here?
Any final thoughts? Next project that you touch, I don't care what it is, and you have to send it to a colleague or a boss, use the language, please make some improvements. You let Mike Lawson know if it worked.
All righty. And then we'll pass it on to you.
Yeah, pass it on to me.
All right.
I think you'll notice a difference in that simple use.
I think so.
Innovation, love language.
And isn't it? It's so basic. It's communication, just the way you communicate.
It's amazing. Yeah. But it really will work. And I'm excited to have everybody help move the innovation needle.
All right. And one more thing I wanted to address is keep those story prompts coming for your book.
Story prompts. Keep those story prompts coming. I am going to write a chapter. I think you and I are back on in September.
Yep.
So keep the story prompts coming. You're collecting those, aren't you, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. We're going to pick one. I'm going to write a chapter for the book and keep them coming. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Denise. Thank you so much today. Always just wonderful insight you have. And we'll get this posted and produced for you. Or produced
yeah,
and posted.
Fantastic.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yay.